Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, Saturday could have been better. It could have been worse. Let's recap the losing card for Saturday. I still have one wager pending on Arizona, the money line against St. Louis. I'll update the official show notes once everything does go final. We have a neighborhood bonfire tonight, first one of the year. So I got to record this early to have fun with some friends. At the Masters, I split. I cash on Zalatoris minus the 130. I lose on Corey Connors minus the 135. I'll have a ton of Masters matchups here in just a moment for the final round. Then in Major League Baseball, I won the first game of the doubleheader with both the Yankees and the Twins. Then game two, I flipped the script and I was wrong about both. Yes, both doubleheaders, the road team swept it. So I lose on the Guardians and the Tigers in game two of the doubleheader. I cash a big one on the Miami Marlins, money line plus the 166. They get the job done against the Braves. Max Meyer backed up all my talk. He got the job done for me. I had the White Sox money line plus the 105. That one was duck soup in the second inning. A five-run second inning did me in there, so I lose that wager. Then my Nerfies, Heartbreak Hotel, the Braves and the Marlins felt it was a great handicap at a plus 140, but unfortunately for me, the Marlins hit the homer in the bottom of the first, and I lose that wager. Then the Giants and the Rays, the Giants score in the first inning, so I lose that one as well. So not a good day on the Nerfie front, but felt a little better nailing that handicap on the Marlins plus the 166 with Max Meyer. So a little more confidence maybe going in here to Sunday. So now let's get to the card for Sunday. Like I said, I'm going to have a ton of Masters action. I love the final round. You will not be able to pry me off the couch here, even though it's my daughter's birthday on Sunday. We're basically celebrating everything here on Saturday, so I don't have to do much on Sunday because it is Masters Sunday. So here we go. Play number one. It's Erik Van Rooyen minus the 110 against Eric Cole. Van Rooyen was projected 41st versus 57th for Cole coming into the tournament based on the numbers I use. So at the normal juice of a minus 110, I'll back him there. Once again, Van Rooyen minus the 110 over Cole. Then I'm going to back Jason Day plus the 100 against Russell Henley. Day was ranked slightly higher coming into the tournament based on the power rankings that I use. So at even money at the plus 100, I'll back him here on Sunday. Next on my card, it's Minwoo Lee minus the 115 against Keegan Bradley. So a bigger edge in the projections that I use here. 31st for Woo Lee coming into the tournament. Meanwhile, Bradley was ranked 54th before the tournament. So at a minus 115, I see good value there. So once again, I'm on Minwoo Lee minus the 115 over Keegan Bradley. Next up, I'm on Ricky Fowler minus the 130 against Ryan Fox. 42nd versus 58th in my numbers. Still value based on the computer at the minus 130. So I'll back Fowler minus the 130 against Fox. Next up here, it's Matthew Pabon plus the 105 against Sepp Straka. 48th versus 59th in my numbers. So the guy coming into the tournament with better computer numbers based on my numbers anyway, at a plus 105 on Sunday, I'll back him there. Once again, Pabon over Strepka. Next up, it's Tommy Fleetwood, minus the 130 against Cameron Young. Fleetwood was 18th in my numbers, first 34th for Young coming into the tournament. Plus, Fleetwood has been 72, 71, and 72 so far in this tournament. So I like that consistency going into what should be a scoring Sunday. Then my final prop bet for the final round of the Masters, it's Bryson DeChambeau, plus the 120 against Xander Schauffele. Even with the struggles on number 15 and number 16 on Saturday, Bryson is still playing at a level capable of winning the green jacket. So give me DeChambeau plus the 120 over Schauffele. So those are my Masters matchups for the final round. All of those lines are available on DraftKings. Next up, let's get to Major League Baseball, and let's see, I have 4, 5, 6, 7 games on the docket today. So let's lead off with the first 5-run line. It's the Baltimore Orioles. Minus the half a run against the Milwaukee Brewers. at the minus 125. So it's Corbin Burnes against his old team. So get the popcorn ready. Burnes is 2-0 on the year, a 1.93 ERA, and a 0.75 whip. The Brewers rank second in scoring, but I always like to say good pitching will beat good hitting. And I'm going to bank on that today. Colin Ray is off to a good start for Milwaukee, a 1.64 ERA, a 1.27 whip. Career numbers, though, are not as good. He has a 4.62 lifetime ERA, so I expect him to return to normal today. Meanwhile, I expect Burnes to keep dealing against his former team. So give me the O's on the first five-run line, minus the half a run at the minus 125. Next up on the card, it's a run line play for you. Full game here on the Philadelphia Phillies, minus the 1.5 against the Pittsburgh Pirates at a plus 114. So if you love to bet on the previous pitcher versus batter splits, this is the game for you. The Phillies hitters are 36 for 99 against Mitch Keller, a .364 batting average with 7 homers. Keller has a 5.29 ERA facing the Marlins, Nationals, and Tigers this year, all teams near the bottom for scoring. On the flip side, Pirates hitters are just 11 for 62 against Zach Wheeler. That's a .177 batting average with just one homer. Wheeler is somehow 0-2 on the season with a 1.89 ERA and a 0.89 whip. Wheeler, to record a win, will likely be a prop in the newsletter once it gets posted. But for right now, I'll be on the run line with the Philadelphia Phillies minus the 1.5 against the Pittsburgh Pirates at the minus 114.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Next up on the card, we go north of the border again. It's the Toronto Blue Jays, minus the 1.5. Against the Colorado Rockies at the minus 115. So I will forgive the Blue Jays for Friday if they can cash for me today. Jose Berríos has a 1.45 ERA this season, a 3.65 ERA last season. Meanwhile, Kyle Freeland for the Rockies has a 16.03 ERA this season, and it's not because of games at Coors Field. He gave up 10 runs over 2 1/3 innings at Arizona. He gave up 7 runs over 3 1/3 innings at Chicago on the north side against the Cubbies, a 5.03 ERA last season. So I'll roll the dice at the Blue Jays again. Give me Toronto, minus the 1.5 against Colorado at the minus 115. Next up on the card for you, oh boy, here you go, an aggressive play again. It's a first five-run line. You can roll your eyes. It's the Miami Marlins, minus the half a run, against the Atlanta Braves at a plus 160. So I'm going to bet into the number one scoring team in baseball for the second consecutive day. Braves bats are just 18 for 88 against Marlins starter Jesus Luzardo. Luzardo has hurt the wallet for me this season, but similar to J.P. Sears earlier this week, I like his stuff. 40-year-old Charlie Morton will get the call for the Braves. He gave up 4 runs over 5 2/3 innings last out against the Mets. He's a veteran pitcher that tends to wiggle out of trouble, but as my mom always used to tell me, if you play with fire long enough, eventually you do get burned. I think the Marlins can burn him today for some runs. I'm going to grab the minus half a run on the Marlins, but the plus half a run is also available in the first five at a minus 20 or 120 for those of you that want it. But my play, once again, is on the Marlins, minus the half a run against the Braves at the plus 160. Then in the order of the games that are going to get played here anyway, no play on this one yet because no run line is available. No first five numbers are posted yet for Blake Snell's return to the Trop in St. Pete. but I will likely be back in the Giants in the first five once the numbers do post on that game. But once again, no official podcast play yet there since they've yet to post the numbers. Next up on the card, it's my first of two Nerfies. Nerfie number one. It's the Texas Rangers at the Houston Astros at the minus 105. So Nathan Eovaldi will toe the rubber for the Rangers, 1.45 ERA, a 0.80 whip on the season. The Astros have 12 career homers off of them, over 157 at-bats, so that does concern me a bit. Meanwhile, it's Christian Javier going for the Astros, a 1.10 ERA, a 1.16 whip on the season. The Rangers have five career homers off of him, over 122 at-bats. With ERAs of a 1.45 and a 1.10, I'll take my chances there. Give me the Rangers and the Astros. No runs in the first inning at the minus 105. Next up on the card, it's Nerfie number two. It's the Chicago Cubs at the Seattle Mariners at a minus 120. So it's Javier Assad for the Cubbies, 1.64 ERA and a 1.00 whip on the season. He had a 3.05 ERA, over 109 and a third innings last season. Meanwhile, it's Luis Castillo going for the Mariners. He's struggling this year with a 6.89 ERA and an ugly 1.85 whip. He's much better than that, though. A 3.59 career ERA. Cubs batters are just 22 for 94 against him lifetime. That's a .234 batting average with only one homer. The Cubs do rank third in scoring, but I'm still going to press my luck at a pitcher-friendly ballpark. Give me the Cubbies and the Mariners. No runs in the first inning at the minus 120. Then the final game of the card for me, it's a first five run line. I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks minus the half a run against the St. Louis Cardinals at a minus 120. So I was tempted to bet the Nerfie. I was tempted to bet the first five under. I decided on the first five run line, though. It's Miles Mikolas going for the Cardinals. Back-to-back quality starts going six innings, giving up two runs at San Diego, and then six and a third innings, giving up two runs against Philadelphia. Zach Gallen goes for the Diamondbacks. He labored in Colorado on Monday, giving up three runs over five innings on 108 pitches. That was not good for me. I had a prop bet on the outs recorded. The start prior to that, though, he went six innings, giving up no runs on just three hits against the Yankees. His home splits have always been good for Gallen. So I'll back the D-backs in the first five to have the lead. Give me Arizona minus the half a run over St. Louis at the minus 120. So let's recap my card for a Sunday. It's a big card since I love the Masters as well. In the Masters final round matchups, once again, I'm on Eric Van Rooyen minus the 110 against Eric Cold. I'm on Jason Day plus the 100 against Russell Henley. I'm on Minwoo Lee minus the 115 against Keegan Bradley. I'm on Ricky Fowler minus the 130 against Ryan Fox. I'm on Matthew Pavon plus the 105 against Sepp Straka. I'm on Tommy Fleetwood minus the 130 against Cameron Young. I'm on Bryson DeChambeau plus the 120 against Xander Schauffele. And keep in mind, I can't pronounce names, so I apologize all the time for my mispronunciations. Major League Baseball, first five run line. Give me the Baltimore Orioles minus the half a run against the Milwaukee Brewers at the minus 125. Run line, I'm on the Philadelphia Phillies minus the 1.5 against the Pittsburgh Pirates at the plus 114. Run line, I'm on the Toronto Blue Jays minus the 1.5 against the Colorado Rockies at the minus 115. First five run line, getting aggressive again. I'm on the Miami Marlins minus the half a run against the Atlanta Braves at the plus 160. Nerfie, I'm on the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros at the minus 105. Nerfie, I'm on the Chicago Cubs and the Seattle Mariners minus the 120. Then the first five run line, I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks minus the half a run against the St. Louis Cardinals at the minus 120. So that's my card for a Sunday. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the final round of the Masters. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.